the show coming to town this week, brought to us by the good folks at the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for their show listings. On our list, we have six potential biggest shows coming to town. We'll run through the list, and then we're going to vote on which we think is the absolute biggest. And our official ruling will stand. That is from the government this week. They said that whatever we vote, nobody can argue with it.
Government didn't tell me what to do.
Candidate number one, biggest show coming to town, Wednesday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Fish.
Oh, boy. Corby's going to miss it.
I know. I bet he's devastated.
You know what? I kind of get them. I didn't used to, but there's a lot of guys up here at the station. The Sorois love them. Mm-hmm. I think they've been to like 30 shows or something. I think they've been to more than Corby,
dozens.
Maybe. Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah. What I've heard of, like, I'm just not one of those, you know, like Fish groupies, you know, that follows them around the country or...
Oh, wait a minute. It sounds like Corby was at this show.
Would that be distracting?
It's not a comedy
for a band to hear that.
You can hear him in the background of that concert.
And this is the first time that they've played here in 17 years? Something like that?
No way.
Yeah.
We've had them on the list before.
Not in a long, long time.
They've not played Dallas in 17 years.
Something like that, yeah. Maybe 15.
I'm not sure that's correct.
Yeah, I think it is, Norm. Look it up.
Did they play Windstar, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, Bob. Trey Anastasio's played Dallas before. The lead singer of Fish.
Okay, maybe that was it.
Oh, yes.
I swear we've had them.
Just ask, act
times.
Impressed by my stat and just move on.
Okay.
It's like you're really impressed by what I said.
All right, that's candidate one. Canada 2, biggest show coming to town, Saturday night at the Southside Ballroom, 311.
Okay. All right.
Cat.
Are you saying Cat would like this show?
Oh, my God.
Y'all got to fill me in.
He overrates them so much.
Cat overrates everything, except for the show.
George, they're an American rock band from Omaha, formed in 1988 by vocalist and guitarist Nick Hexum.
Told you. Then they do production music.
So slap in their face.
All right.
Doesn't it sound a little bit like that?
Little joke for the radio people.
They had many, many top 10 albums from about 97 until, their 2014 release, Stereolithic, made it to number 6 on the U.S. charts.
Whoa! I like this song. I've heard this song.
In fact, they've had 8 straight albums make the U.S. mainstream top 10.
Yeah. I like it. I can't believe Cat likes this. There's no guys singing like this.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it's a band on a Caribbean cruise or something, just kind of loungy. Uh-oh.
I like
stuck
it.
On the bottom note there on that bass.
Me likey. All right, that's candidate two. Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at JEXA. It's a triple header featuring Jason Isbell, Randy Rogers, and Stoney LaRue.
Whoa, Nelly. That's big. And, you know, remember the new music thing that I did a few weeks ago, and I played Jason Isbell, Something More Than Free?
Mm-hmm.
That album is number one in country, rock, indie, and folk.
Hmm.
Okay. Wow. So he's done really well here these last couple of weeks.
You know, as the bill is listed, he's listed as the headliner.
Yeah, I bet he is. Yeah, I bet he will probably play last. And I think the great Sonny Sweeney has been added to this bill. She's really good.
I really like him, but is Jason Isbell the fake Ryan Adams?
Maybe. Yeah.
Very hot sports opinion from the newsroom.
Scorching.
Yeah, I guess they're similar, but...
And I mean no offense.
Yeah, no offense. No offense taken.
I'm gonna turn down
love
Sean's
Jason
mic
Isbell.
In there.
Great writer, great singer.
Leaving this room.
then, of course, the great Randy Rogers Band. That'd be a good show.
How's Randy doing?
He's doing great.
He's still beaten down?
No, for sure.
No, he's not beaten down. He did have tragedy in his life. He and his wife lost a baby, Craig.
Way to go, Craig.
Yeah, Sean.
A couple weeks ago.
Ooh, watch out for that bear trap.
Passed it off to Sean.
Yes.
Sorry, guys.
Now, when you say lost a baby...
Yeah, the
like
baby
at birth?
Was, the baby was born, oh. And then a week later passed away. Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, the brain did not fully develop. It was really, really sad.
Ugh, that's tragic. Horrible. Did they have an idea about that in utero?
No, I don't think so. I think it just took them by surprise, and yeah. It
holy
was,
mackerel.
Yeah, People Magazine even did a little thing on it a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, keep Randy in your thoughts and his wife.
All right, on that note... Let's move along to candidate four for the biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday, this is at Billy Bob's, Tanya Tucker.
Delta Dawn, let me tell you something. What's that flower you have?
I wore pantyhose with a keyboard player.
Rose from days gone by.
The song always beat the holy crap out of me.
Who's bottoming out in the back?
A bullfrog.
Is that the Oak Ridge Boys guy? Or Elvis's guy?
It's a bullfrog she convinced to record with her.
She's wow, what was that? That's crazy.
What's wrong with this?
Plenty. Delta Dawn.
Ugh. I don't know, man.
Just that,
pretty good to me.
Just that intro.
Delta Dawn.
Wrong color dirt?
Yeah, what color dirt is this?
I don't know. I just never grabbed it. This song always beat me.
She said kind of a wheels off personal life, which included relationships with Merle Haggard, Don Johnson, Andy Gibb, and Glenn Campbell. And I also remember the note that she one time dated Tiger's backstop Lance Parrish.
Mark that.
She dated my backstop?
Tiger's catcher, Lance Parrish.
I have a catcher?
All right.
I thought, didn't she date a Dallas Cowboy at one point?
I don't think so. No.
No, you're thinking of somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yes, I know who I'm thinking of.
She had a good string of number one hits in the 70s.
Listen to the bullfrog.
Faded rose from days gone by. And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
Oh, what a beating. All right, what are our hits?
All right, that's candidate number... four. Candidate five, biggest show coming to town Saturday as well. This at the Windstar in Thackerville, Alice in Chains.
Hey, guys.
I always like this song.
You know my husband, Nick Chains.
This song is kick butt. Crank it, Jer. Remember when Ryan and Danny did this song at Summer Bash?
Even you admit this song sucks, George.
No, this song's awesome. That is a cool sound.
What?
You know, they are, they're still sharding because...
Charting.
They have had,
idiot,
four number one hits in the last 6 years.
Told you.
On the mainstream rock charts.
Didn't tell us that.
Still cranking it out, dude.
I would go just to hear this song.
Man, dude. Like, ass, man.
And finally, candidate six, biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday at the JEXA Energy Pavilion. It is the Rockstar Energy Drink Mayhem Festival featuring Slayer, The Devil Wears Prada, Hell Yeah, Feed Her to the Sharks, Shattered Sun, Sister Sin, and Thy Art is Murder.
Wow.
I thought Devil Wears Prada is a book and movie.
Mm-hmm. And a band. Huh. I want to know what Feed Her to the Sharks is all about.
Why is this so Slayer, Jer?
This is Slayer, man.
Rain in Blood.
Okay. All right, Happy Feet.
This raises my blood pressure immediately. Makes me nervous.
My light alarm clock puts me to sleep with this.
It's been bad.
Holy mackerel.
God hates us all.
Uh-oh, he's not keeping time, that drummer.
Hell awaits. Go insane. Show no mercy.
Okay, they lost me there.
Okay, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one, Wednesday at Verizon Fish? Mm-hmm. Candidate two, Saturday at the Southside, 311. Candidate three, Saturday at JEXA, Jason Isbell, Randy Rogers, and Stoney LaRue. Candidate four, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Tanya Tucker. Candidate five, Saturday at the Windstar, Alice in Chains. Or candidate six, Sunday at JEXA, the Rockstar Mayhem Festival with Slayer and others. George.
This may shock you, but I'm going to vote for Randy Rogers and Jason Isbell.
I'm stunned.
Yeah.
Gordo?
In light of Randy Rogers' recent troubles, I will vote for him.
Sean?
Jason Isbell, Randy Rogers.
Wow.
Chair?
Slayer.
Fernando?
Fish.
I will go with Jason Isbell, Randy Rogers show based on the number one song that George just told us about from Isbell. So four votes to 1-1.
Vote for that damn fish.
Jason Isbell, Randy Rogers, Stoney LaRue, Saturday at JEXA, biggest show.